I'm Daniel Chacon. Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire. Today, my guest is novelist Matt Bell, whose new book, Scrapper, a novel, takes place in the near future in Detroit. And I'm talking about the worst part of Detroit, the dilapidated Detroit, the crumbling Detroit where nobody lives, abandoned buildings and these abandoned factories and just streets of silent sadness. This is where this novel takes place, in a part of Detroit called The Zone, where nobody enters but these men who go into these old buildings and they scrap whatever they can, metal, copper, anything they can from the buildings. The main character is one of these scrappers, and it's a fascinating read. He kind of reminds me a little bit of Cormac McCarthy, that the worlds that he creates are also, as you know, very, very dark. But, you know, it got me to think about this idea of parallel universes. Now, go with me on this. I know it's going to sound crazy, but go with me on this. There is this idea among theoretical physicists that there is an infinite number of parallel universes, completely different, with completely different laws of physics, but also parallel universes with different versions of us in them. And I like to think about this as a writer, because what it means is, if there is an infinite number of parallel universes, and infinity is a lot, just think about Earth itself, how vast the Earth is, how many different lives go on in Earth. There are 100 million Earths that would fit inside of the sun. And the sun is just this tiny, tiny, tiny particle when it comes to the 100 billion detectable galaxies beyond our galaxy. And that's just a fraction of the possible galaxies. If there are infinite universes, our imagination is absolutely no match for the possibilities of the universes that exist. So there is a universe out there where Dan Chacon is not on the radio right now, where Dan Chacon is right now at home drinking beer, watching TV, scratching his fat belly. There's a Dan Chacon who's a lawyer. There's a Dan Chacon who just all these just incredible possibilities, so many that my imagination cannot even come close to the number of universes that exist. Physicists say there are 10, at least 10 to the 500 universes that exist. At least. That is a staggering number. That is 10 followed by 500 zeros. My imagination is pretty damn good, but I don't think I can imagine that many versions of the universe. So what I do imagine, because the possibilities are infinite, must exist in some universe, which is an incredible responsibility for a writer, because in a sense, what we do when we create Detroit in the near future, when we create Ciudad Juarez, when we create a secret garden, we are in fact creating a universe that exists that we are revealing and inviting readers to enter into. I just find that kind of mind-blowing, because it really tells me that fiction matters. If you can imagine it, then it must exist. Because as brilliant as we are, our imaginations are no match for the number that even slightly reaches infinity. Physicists will tell you that even though all these universes possibly exist, it's impossible to go from one universe to another. That's what they think. But I think they're wrong, because I think that there is a wormhole that everybody has access to enter into these worlds, and that is the imagination. So let's enter into the wormhole of our imagination as we listen to Matt Bell talk about Detroit, the zone, this area that nobody enters but the scrappers. Look around. Maybe it's real.